Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. You know, we still await, and I understand it could take some time for a timetable for Ben Simmons. You know, I'm sure there's more they got to go through to determine exactly what the deal is. But it's obviously not an ideal situation. Presumably, he'll be out here for a decent chunk of time, which, you know, John, I would think there's a good chance an early exit for the Sixers now and Ben Simmons' season could be over. I mean, we talked about this yesterday as the news broke during our show, but you got to imagine this is a multiple-week injury at a minimum, right?
I think at the very least it's like, forget about the regular games. Playoff games are probably what they're hoping he'll focus on coming back for.
Right.
And even those games, you got a chance that he won't feel comfortable enough to play.
Yeah. I mean, it helps that there's no playoff games for about 2 weeks because they've got five more games. They play one today. It's every other day. That's 10 days, 9 days. And then I guess you probably have, you know, maybe 2-3 days off, and then the playoffs start. So the playoffs start in about 2 weeks. But the reality is that any portion of the play – I mean, think of it this way. If they go into the play, I personally think Furkan would get the start. We'll see who it is. My guess is Furkan will start at small forward. Tobias stays at power forward, and they don't insert Al Horford. And certainly that doesn't speak well to the signing of Horford, because I got a friend who's a Knicks fan. It texted me yesterday, said Horford in the starting lineup. Right? I said, I don't think so. Him and Embiid didn't fit that well. He's like, well, Joe, that signing's a disaster. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yes,
right?
It is.
We all know that. So, but think of it this way. If they do go with Furkan, and that's who I think is the right choice to start, that means, in my opinion, your point guard is a below-average starter who, frankly, should be on the bench, Shake Milton, on a good team. Shake Milton's not really a starting point guard for a playoff team, in my opinion.
I'm not ready to say he's not a starting point guard.
I don't think he is. Your shooting guard, Josh Richardson, I believe is a bench player. I think he's like a seventh guy on a team. That's my opinion. Some people think he's a starter. Fine. I think he's a bench player. And Furkan certainly is a bench player, which means the 76ers would enter the playoffs, if you agree with me on that, with three of their five starters who actually really should be coming off the bench.
Okay.
That's a disaster.
Okay, but think about the fact that you now have guys who are willing and able to shoot and stay spaced, essentially. So it's great from that perspective. You got Joel down low.
I know.
They double him. Someone's open for a three. If they're hot, if they're hitting, it's great for our offense.
I thought about that, and I thought specifically of the this goes back close to 30 years, when the Orlando Magic had a young Shaq 25 years ago, and it was Shaq and four perimeter players. I mean, Shaq's just in the middle, and other guys are bombing threes, Dennis Scott and all those guys, Nick Anderson back then. Same thing with another Orlando team about 10 years ago when Dwight Howard was really good. It's Dwight Howard and four shooters. And it's just like big guy, control the paint, four guys. You had Turkoglu, you had Jameer, you had Rashad Lewis. It's just guys bombing away. Yeah, I agree with you, John. I think that's where they're headed.
I like the Corker more than you do.
He's okay.
I like Shake more than you do offensively. Now, the other side of the ball, it's scary. I mean, we're talking about massive numbers. We're already giving up a crazy crazy number of points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Like, without Ben Simmons, with those guys as your starters, you're not good defensively.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Also, we'll get to coming up here. It was about five total seconds yesterday at baseball. That was an intriguing 5 seconds centered around the catcher. We'll get to that. Let's talk to Scott in Barrington. What's up, Scott?
Brother Joe, what's going on? Brother Richie, what's up with you, brother?
Hi, Scott.
I was just looking at our picture from we went to a baseball game. You, Brother Richie, and my bodyguard, Steve, and good times,
yeah.
Man.
I remember that.
Good
awesome.
Times.
That
you
was
and
a fun
Brother
day,
Joe.
Man. I remember it well.
I miss those times.
Scott, how you been, man? You hanging in?
Yeah, just working a lot at the supermarket, just staying prayed up. My lady's working at hospital over here in South Jersey. So we just stay prayed up, you know, during this pandemic, and I'm just trying to stay safe. But always listening to you guys at the time to call it. Thanks for taking my call. Let's dive right into it, if I may.
Of course.
I had to apologize to Brother Jan. I said, Philly, I'm going to talk about something positive, the Flyers, man. Whoever thought we'd be talking about this, man, before NBA title or another Super Bowl,
yeah,
man.
they jumped the process. I mean, the reality is the Sixers went all the way down for the purpose of trying to go all the way up. The Flyers straddled a middle ground, kept Giroux, kept Voracek, certainly took their lumps, but were drafting well, generally missing the playoffs. And it's incredible that they have – it's impressive. They have jumped the Sixers process and are clearly better positioned both this year and, I would say, for years to come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the key word, what you just said, Brother Joe, a draft.
By the way, Ron Hextall deserves a lot of credit. And, look, everyone knows I'm a Hexie fan. He's my favorite Flyer of all time. And maybe he would not have switched coaches. Maybe he would not have brought Carter Hart up. Who knows? But what we do know is he drafted Carter Hart, drafted a lot of these other guys. And I don't mean this is any disrespect, you know, to Fletcher and the new regime.
Right.
But you know, Ron Hextall deserves a major thanks, I think, from Flyers fans for, in many ways, putting together a good portion of this squad. Let's put it that way.
Oh, yeah, he built that foundation, like you said, Brother Joe. Now, what can you say about the coach, man? I mean,
love him.
They had a long layoff, just like the Sixers did, not to beat Brett Brown to the ground like we normally do, but truth be told, they had an amount of time off like the Sixers did, and look how they came back, man. I'm just fired up, man. I'm just fired up. I can't wait, man. I can't wait.
And Scott,
AV goes about this the right way, too. Like, when he speaks after a game, he says things like, I like our work ethic. You know, like, I can't think of that. I've never heard Brett Brown say that. I mean, you are like, by repeating that, like, I like our work ethic, you're reinforcing to your team how important it is that the work they've done has put them where they are.
Yeah.
And it encourages them to continue to work hard to get where they are. He says things I like how we're playing the smart way. Yes, they are. They are too much to handle for everyone else in hockey right now. And it's because of him.
And he harps on accountability.
Yes.
Thank you. It's great to say that. It takes everybody accountable.
Scott, give me a great guilty pleasure movie.
Hope none of my boys are listening, but I'm going to say Flashdance.
That is an amazing answer.
Really?
Scott gets it. To his point about accountability, though, I mean, how about him, JVR, a healthy scratch yesterday?
Yes.
Vigneault saying, I need more out of you.
Yep.
I mean, that's...
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And before the Capitals game, he calls out Konechny and Hayes. He's like, Lawton's doing great. Need more from those guys. What do you see? More from those guys.
Right.
Vigneault just has his finger on the pulse of this team as much as any coach we've seen, like, certainly for the Flyers in a while. And in this city, you know, along with Doug in 2017.
Yeah, and
Doug,
he says it like it is, too. Like, asked about that line after the game. You know, the Konechny, Hayes, Lawton line.
Yep.
He'll say, they're... without a doubt, our best line at the moment. I mean, by saying that, you're encouraging those guys. You're also pointing the finger at the other guys playing. Like, hey, you got to pick it up.
Can I ask
you
a question?
It's totally it's perfect.
Can Alain Vigneault next season, actually maybe double bubble now, can he coach the Flyers and Sixers at the same time? Can he coach a healthy Ben Simmons and get that guy to shoot a three? Heck, forget a three.
I guarantee he could get Ben Simmons to shoot a three.
Just shoot a 12-footer.
You know what would happen if Ben Simmons didn't shoot a three?
What?
He wouldn't play.
See, that's the thing.
That's what Alain Vigneault would do. He would say, you know, I need more from you, Ben. And if you're not going to give me more, you're not going to play.
Yeah.
Sorry, bud.
I love it, man. 215-592-9494. All right, Phillies, two moments yesterday in a game that had a lot of moments that stood out, two that I thought were really, what's the word here? Noteworthy. Centered around the catcher of the Philadelphia Phillies. And I'm going to go not in chronological order that they happened, but in reverse chronological order. We'll start with a moment from the ninth inning. So JT Realmuto, if you didn't watch the game yesterday, he flat out dominated the game. He hits a home run, gets another hit, he's scoring runs, he's got RBIs. He throws out a guy, he's stealing second. He's making defensive plays left and right. All right.
And it was an impossible throw.
It was tremendous.
I mean, Gardner got a huge jump.
It was tremendous.
Biggest jump we've ever seen.
There was a play. There was a play that happened in the ninth inning. There was a moment, I'll call it. A moment that happened in the ninth inning that you can make the case flat out saved the game. And I haven't. It hasn't come up in the first 53 minutes of our show, so let's hit it. Ninth inning. Yankee on first base. Hector Neris is pitching. There's a ball in the dirt.
100% with
JT
you.
Blocks it, right? Blocks it, but it, you know, it scoots out down third baseline, not his fault. He gets up. I mean, it was a miracle that he got up as fast as he did. By the way, keeps his eye.
Just that he kept it in front of him in the first place.
Keeps it in front of him. He's moving left to right, or excuse me, right to left. He's moving to his left down the third baseline to go scamper and get the ball. All the while, he's got his head up, looking at the runner on first base, and he's basically like, you better not run. You run? I want to curse right now. Like, you know the type of words I want to say, right? I'm not going to curse, but you know what he's thinking. I will throw your bleep out, you bleep bleep. And that dude stayed at first base. Mm-hmm. That batter that was batting in that at-bat hit a flare single to left field. Had that runner on first gotten a second, and most runners with a lesser catcher – would have gotten a second, that batter that then got a hit to left field, that is a tie game in the ninth inning. So JT Realmuto in that moment, and listen, there's no, as far as I know, stat there. It's not a stat. Bottom line is he kept the ball in front of him. He scampered to it. He retrieved it. And he kept that runner on first. And they maintained a one-run lead, and they won the game.
There's
huge
so
moment.
many plays like that. From him yesterday. Well, what about him? The speed that he showed to first base, was it? I think it was yesterday. Like I'm starting to get the games like glommed together my brain.
Sure.
But there was a play yesterday. He had no reason, no right to make it to first base.
I can't believe it, John.
And he outran the throw.
It was
our catcher.
A fairly routine ground ball to third. It was a chopper. It had a couple bounces. But it was a fairly routine ground ball to third base.
And he was flying.
It was very impressive. So, all right, Realmuto there. Then the other moment, and again, these are like a combined 5 seconds. Because the one down, to pick up the ball, that probably took 3.5 seconds, right? 2 seconds, whatever. The other one that was about 2 to 3 seconds was, and maybe some people missed this, maybe you saw it, when JT hits the home run early in the game, I think it was a 3-run shot, if I remember. Hits the home run.
It was.
Yeah. Harper scores in front of him. Harper, upon crossing home plate, turns obviously to greet his teammate as he's coming, coming up third base, to home. And Bryce is doing the air signature motion with the, hey, John Middleton, sign my boy. Sign my buddy. Sign our guy. Bryce Harper basically telling he's sticking his finger in the owner's eye, and he's saying, "Hey Middleton, sign my guy." Now, John, what is your reaction when you saw Bryce Harper do that yesterday? Your reaction, and again, Realmuto dominated the game. That was the beginning of the game. What'd you make of what Bryce did right there?
Well, I mean, I have no problem with it. I think it's awesome. I think we all feel the same way Bryce Harper does.
We sure do.
I have no issue with that.
I could see the owner being a little annoyed, though. I'll say that.
Well, if the owner's annoyed, hey, you know what he's doing? He's trying to hold the owner accountable.
Yes, he is.
Part of why Bryce is here is because the owner said he was going to do whatever it took to win.
Yep.
That meant signing guys like JT Realmuto.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is Harper has been more provocative about sign my guy than just about anyone I can remember in a long time in Philadelphia sports. I mean, James, if you're Middleton, what is your – I mean, maybe you feel like you can't do anything, but, like, would you – if you're John Middleton, would you say something to Bryce Harper?
Yeah, I'd be like, Bryce, come to me. I mean, if nothing else, just from a leverage perspective, it's hurting the Phillies' leverage. Any type of thing like that just adds to the you have to sign JT of it all.
Don't you think they've already talked about it? Like,
But they haven't signed
Harper?
Him.
I don't know.
I would
Harper keeps
guess.
Doing it,
he
though.
Does keep
I would
doing it.
Guess. Well, that's and the reason he keeps doing it is I'm guessing here. Total
what,
speculation.
The Middleton's like, go for it?
Yeah, I'm guessing. I guess they haven't talked, John, honestly.
They have talked about this. It's part of why Bryce is here.
Well,
they've
that's
talked
different.
About this concept.
Well, you're saying back
they've
in,
talked about this
yeah,
concept.
Well,
so we know they talked about it then.
Right.
I would guess because this is something that they do talk about that in the months leading up to this, you know, point, they have discussed it. And Bryce is expressing his frustrations because the discussions right. are not playing out the way yeah. he was told they would.
The trick is, and here's where it gets really tricky, JT hitting free agency, and he's now, you know, 50 games from hitting free agency, healthy. It could net him an extra $30, $40 million. I mean, it could. And so him and his agent, I'm sure, are playing that angle. And, you know, I mean, look, I appreciate as a Phillies fan that Bryce Harper wants JT signed so much and is willing to do something. I really do. I appreciate that. At the same time, I agree with James. I don't think it exactly helps the Phillies leverage. So it's a little bit of a catch-22. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, in addition, all the phone calls. And certainly you can weigh in on that. What you make of, first off, JT's dominance yesterday, offensively and defensively, but also the, I would call it a provocative action of Harper doing the, you know, the signature in the air thing, saying, sign my guy. What do you make of that? Is he out of line? What do you make of it? 215-592-9494. Phone calls ahead. Also, Derek Bodner on the 76ers and the Ben Simmons injury. We'll talk to Bodner as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, sports are finally back. You can tell we're fired up. It's exciting talking about all these sports, and you can take in all the action with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. So much to bet on, so much to look at, including the NBA, MLB, the NHL, and ongoing, the PGA Championship, the first of the majors this year in golf. And you can still, even though it started, get in on the action, betting action, with the PGA with FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook app for many reasons. An app that's super easy to use. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or new to wagering, you'll find what you're looking for in just a few taps. Also, once you win, they pay you out in as little as 24 hours. And first bet, risk-free. That's right. Repeat, first bet, risk-free. Place any bet you want and get up to $500 back if you don't win that first bet. Go to FanDuel.com/Joe to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Joe. It's all there for you. All the sports, all the action, including the PGA with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.